Nobody doubts that genes can shape anatomy. The idea that they also shape behavior takes a lot more swallowing. Yet I hope to persuade you that on chromosome 7, there lies a gene that plays an important part in equipping human beings with an instinct, and an instinct, moreover, that lies at the heart of all human culture. Instinct is a word applied to animals, the salmon seeking the stream of its birth, the digger wasp repeating the behavior of its long-dead parents, the swallow migrating south for the winter. These are instincts. Human beings do not have to rely on instinct. They learn instead. They are creative, cultural, conscious creatures. Everything they do is the product of free will, giant brains, and brainwashing parents. So goes the conventional wisdom that has dominated psychology and all other social sciences in the 20th century. To think otherwise, to believe in innate human behavior, is to fall into the trap of determinism and to condemn individual people to a heartless fate written in their genes before they were born. No matter that the social sciences set about reinventing much more alarming forms of determinism to take the place of the genetic form, the parental determinism of Freud, the socioeconomic determinism of Marx, the political determinism of Lenin, the peer pressure cultural determinism of Franz Boas and Margaret Mead, the stimulus response determinism of John Watson and B.F. Skinner, the linguistic determinism of Edward Sapir and Benjamin Whorf. In one of the great diversions of all time, for nearly a century, social scientists managed to persuade thinkers of many kinds that biological causality was determinism, while environmental causality preserved free will, and that animals had instincts, but human beings did not. Between 1950 and 1990, the edifice of environmental determinism came tumbling down. Freudian theory fell the moment lithium first cured a manic depressive, where 20 years of psychoanalysis had failed. In 1995, a woman sued her former therapist on the grounds that 3 weeks on Prozac had achieved more than 3 years of therapy. Marxism fell when the Berlin Wall was built, though it took until the wall came down before some people realized that subservience to an all-powerful state could not be made enjoyable, however much propaganda accompanied it. Cultural determinism fell when Margaret Mead's conclusions that adolescent behavior was infinitely malleable by culture were discovered by Derek Freeman to be based on a combination of wishful prejudice, poor data collection, and adolescent prank playing by her informants. Behaviorism fell with a famous 1950s experiment in Wisconsin, in which orphan baby monkeys became emotionally attached to cloth models of their mothers, even when fed only from wire models, thus refusing to obey the theory that we mammals can be conditioned to prefer the feel of anything that gives us food. A preference for soft mothers is probably innate.